Hello and welcome to the Health Report with me, Norman Swan. On this program, an unusual event. We cover a randomised trial in surgery, comparing two ways of performing a hysterectomy. A new study looking at the influence of hope and optimism on cancer survival. And rather than get party political in the lead up to the election, I thought it might be best to steer clear of politicians, but cover a couple of issues that might be important, like saving a large number of lives each week. For many years, the Australian government has provided ongoing funding for successful breast and cervical screening programs, which screen women every couple of years and have contributed to reductions in deaths from these cancers. Yet bowel cancer kills more people than breast and cervical cancer combined. Yet, according to leading researchers, we don't have a proper screening program in Australia. A paper that was published in the Medical Journal of Australia 3 weeks ago slammed both sides of politics for failing to implement an evidence-based national bowel cancer screening program in Australia. Now, you might think we actually have one, but we don't. And anecdotally, there's a lot of unhappiness about it among people in the know. Colorectal cancer is a common cause of death in Australia, yet it's curable if caught early. The way that's done in healthy people with no bowel symptoms and no strong family history of bowel cancer is to test your poo for blood, called a fecal occult blood test, and if it's positive, have you referred for a colonoscopy. Kathy Flitcroft is a research fellow in health policy in the School of Public Health at the University of Sydney. Kathy and her colleagues investigated the document trail and interviewed many of the people, the experts in particular, who'd been involved over many years, often voluntarily, in trying to get a bowel cancer screening program going.
The purpose was to actually tell the story of bowel cancer screening because I had worked with a couple of colleagues who sat on these committees. They've been involved over a long period of time in attending meetings where the evidence for bowel cancer screening was considered at great length. And they'd gone to a lot of trouble. The original committee recommended that a pilot study be undertaken. The review of the pilot study recommended that the program should be expanded. And then that didn't happen.
What is the evidence?
There's evidence from three major international randomised controlled trials that screening with faecal occult blood testing, even the old faecal occult blood test that they used previously, and we now have a better test, can reduce mortality from bowel cancer by up to 25%.
If it's implemented, in what way?
If there's a good participation rate and if it's done biennially, so every 2 years, to a population age between 50 and 74.
So ideally, every adult aged between 50 and 74 has a faecal occult blood test done every 2 years. Mm-hmm. And if that's done, then you would expect a 25% reduction in premature deaths from colon cancer.
Mm-hmm. At a population level.
And we are not doing that in Australia.
That's correct, yeah. And they are doing it overseas.
So despite all this great fanfare that we've got a national bowel screening campaign, what do we actually do now?
What we do at the moment is we screen people at age 50.
Once again
at 55, and then once again 10 years later at 65. It's a long way off what is recommended.
So how did we get to this place?
I do believe that the Howard government did plan to implement a full national bowel cancer screening program, but in the heat of the 2004 election, the costings that were done were very inaccurate, like way underestimated. So Tony Abbott, who was the health minister at the time, decided that bowel cancer screening looked like a good idea. Yes, we should do that.
As a federal election policy?
Yes.
And how much was it underestimated?
It's difficult to say, but, you know, maybe in the order of 10 times under.
Okay, so under-budgeted.
So under-budgeted, and when they realise that, oh, hang on a minute, the budget that's been approved is way, way, way less than what we actually need, they did go back to Treasury and say, could we have some more money? And Treasury said no. Part of the problem, I think, is that the health system funding is really inflexible. It's often the people who make these big decisions about what health policy are we going to fund are not the people with the health expertise. So you have all these expert committees and you have epidemiologists and clinicians and health economists.
Giving freely of their time.
That's right. Giving this fantastic advice to the government. And even when you get a really supportive health minister, it took 5 years to get funding for the pilot to get up and running.
And this is a program that could save 80 lives a week in Australia.
Well, 1,000 lives a year, I think, is probably a realistic estimate. Yeah.
So they get back into power in 2004.
Yep.
What happens next?
And they go, okay, we've made an election promise to have a full bowel cancer screening program, but we don't have anywhere near enough money. What will we do? Who advised them on choosing the particular age group? So with the Howard government, they chose 55-year-olds and 65-year-olds. I'm not sure. I wasn't able to find that out.
For one-off testing.
For one-off testing. But lots of people I spoke to said, presumably, it was, we have this much money. How many people can we screen with that much money?
And something's better than nothing.
And that's true. I mean, there are finding some cancers and some precancerous things in the current limited program, but they could find so much more if they did it properly.
Then the Rudd government comes in 2007. What happens next?
They decide that they'll continue to fund just for another 3 years the existing program, and then they'll extend it to include 50-year-olds as well. They may have done that on the advice of the Cancer Council, and if you're going to have a full screening program, 50 is the age that you would start at. But if you're not having a full screening program, then 50 doesn't make sense because you're going to find more cancers with an older population.
So that's where the 50-year-old comes in with a five-year follow-up at 55.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing they did was they brought in a Medicare benefit.
They did so that if you go to the chemist, you will get a rebate on purchasing a faecal occult blood test.
If you want to do it for yourself.
If you want to do it for yourself. So you can't tell how effective the program has been because it's being done outside the program.
So at the moment, whilst they say they've got a national bowel screening program, we don't.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you can honestly call a screening program that doesn't include rescreening a screening program.
And the other thing is that they're administering it differently from cervical cancer screening and breast cancer. My understanding, those two are state-run, aren't they, those two screening programs? And this is the only national screening program.
It's nationally funded up to a point. So
the colonoscopies are picked up by the state.
That's right. So the federal government funds up to the point where you get a positive faecal occult blood test, and then it's up to the states to follow that up.
And I hear lots of muttering at state level about the bowel cancer screening program.
I don't think they were happy at all.
And some people say that we still don't have enough capacity to do the colonoscopies that you would generate if you actually did do a national bowel screening program, even though that feasibility study was done.
Yeah, some people have that view, and that's still the justification that the government is using for a very limited rollout. But there's over 500,000 colonoscopies performed in Australia each year.
Many of which are unnecessary.
Well, yeah, and that figure is increasing by 10% each year. So to say we don't have colonoscopy capacity, you can no longer say that.
And there was a study, I think it was done in Adelaide, which showed that if you actually had colonoscopies done for the right reasons, we've got plenty of capacity to do
Absolutely.
What we're doing.
The issue there, though, is the need to ensure equity, because a lot of those colonoscopies are being done in the private system. What a colleague from the University of North Carolina suggested, he's Professor Michael Pignoni, was that the government could use a voucher system. So once you have a positive faecal occult blood test, you could be sent a voucher, which entitles you to have a colonoscopy in either the private or the public sector with the costs covered.
What's your take on all this? This is just the usual stuff up in the fragmented Australian health system?
Yeah, look, bowel cancer screening is just such a missed opportunity to do a public good. The Rudd government came into power preaching three things. First thing, it was very big on evidence. Secondly, prevention was really important. And the third thing is that cancer is such a burden on Australian society. So bowel cancer screening ticks all those boxes.
So what are the lessons from this?
It seems to be the budget process controlled by the Expenditure Review Committee. So that involves people from Finance, Treasury and the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. And perhaps they're having a little bit too much influence in selecting what health policies get funded. And my concern is that unless they're a little bit more flexible in their approach, it won't be funded in the future.
Cathy Flitcroft is a research fellow in health policy in the School of Public Health at the University of Sydney. I asked the officers of the Health Minister, Nicola Roxon, and the opposition spokesman on health, Peter Dutton, what their policies were on introducing an evidence-based national bowel cancer screening program and stepping up to the mark like they do with breast and cervical cancer. The minister eventually got back to us and basically acknowledged that bowel cancer was an important cause of death and screening was important, but that they, as Cathy Flitcroft implied, they're hanging off, she says, which I'm paraphrasing, because they don't want to overwhelm the colonoscopy supply, if you like, so they're phasing it in. Peter Dutton's office, despite several emails and phone calls, never came back to us with a response what their policy is going into this election in terms of national bowel cancer screening programs. I'd be interested to know what you think the issues are from your point of view going into this election. We might follow up on some of those. We've got a couple up our sleeves ourselves. And if you want to, go to the comments page attached to this particular story on bowel cancer screening on our website, abc.net.au/rn/health report, and you'll find this story on national bowel cancer screening. And on the comments, send us your comments about what you think the single biggest issue is for you going into the election in terms of health and whether it would sway your vote. We might follow up on some of those. You're listening to The Health Report here on ABC Radio National with me, Norman Swan.